Yeah! You landed on the Coach JV Podcast. This is a raw, authentic podcast helping you understand the power you have inside of you to accomplish great things. I'm just going to warn you, if you're sensitive, this is not the podcast for you. But if you're ready to rise, let's go. Warriors, rise! Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Coach JV Podcast. We talk about motivation, health, and life. I'm your host, Coach JV, your top health and mindset coach in the world. Man, what you believe in your heart, you think in your mind, will eventually become your words and become your reality. If you can see it in your mind, eventually you can hold it right here in your hands. What you repeatedly do gets ingrained in your subconscious mind. What gets ingrained in your subconscious mind becomes an unconscious activity. We had a great week of podcasts. I may be biased because I created them, but I thought they were pretty damn good. I don't know about you. But what was I going to say? Oh, so on Monday we talked about, I'm trying to remember everything we talked about. Monday we talked about the past is the past, the future is the future, today is the present. That's why we call it a gift, Kung Fu Panda. Then we talked about your dominant thought, reframing your thoughts and reversing them into positive thoughts. And then we talked about the reticular activating system on Wednesday and then intentions on Thursday. Now today, I want to talk about your personal narrative, which wraps it all up because that's the main thing, the personal narrative. That you speak to yourself. Be honest with yourself right now. You know what Friday's all about, that motivate. Be fucking honest with yourself. Like, how do you feel about yourself? How do you feel about yourself? And I'll share with you from a personal perspective, from my own personal narrative, how it's changed. But I'm not saying that sometimes it gets dark. I want to make that very clear really quickly before I share with you my current paradigm, how I feel, because I'm feeling pretty fly right now. So I'm going to tell you my personal paradigm right now. But I'm not saying that it doesn't get dark sometimes. And it doesn't mean that I don't lose my, it doesn't mean that I don't lose a narrative sometimes, but I have great humans around me that help lift me up. I have great tools to bring me back into that higher frequency. But I'm going to share with you the personal narrative and how unbelievably important it is, okay? So the personal narrative that I used to share with myself when I left corporate America, I still was an insecure little boy. So I'm going to talk about the insecure little boy that was looking for edification. And we'll just work with that narrative because it's a very, I think, a very relatable narrative to a lot of men and maybe women as well. But I was a broken little boy who really, 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 really need edification. Now, I still need edification. I'm not saying that I don't, but it's more directed from people that are very, very close to me. It used to be I needed worldly edification, and I'll explain that a little bit deeper. So my old self is I really wanted to be famous. I'll be honest with you guys. I really wanted to be famous. Again, it goes back into intentions. What were my intentions? My intentions were to be seen. So my narrative inside was like, I want to be seen. I want to be seen. Please, I want to be seen. And I was looking for everybody. And guess what? I found nobody. Nobody. But when I started to work on myself, I started to work on my mindset, I started to work on my personal narrative, I started to develop principles, ethics, morals, standards. I didn't have to cut anybody out of my life. It did it itself. And I started to heal the broken little boy inside. And I stopped looking for anybody. And I found me. Guess what? Everybody found me. And because I changed the personal narrative inside. Now when I look in the mirror, I like who I am. I'm proud of myself. I really think I'm a handsome dude, man. That sounds funny, but I'm like, JV, dude, like I'm hairy. I'm like, I look like a gorilla. I'm like, but I really like the way that I look for once in my life. I love my style. It's very different. It's eclectic. It's my style. It's like, it's my style. You know, I wear scarves with t-shirts and it doesn't make sense. I wear scarves with tank tops sometimes. I just wear what makes me feel good, but that's a very different narrative that I used to have. Every time I put on an article of clothing, I would think, what would people think about this? And now when I put on article of clothing, I ask myself, how do I feel? And I don't give a fuck what people think about my fashion. That's a big, big narrative shift. It's a huge narrative shift. And so how did I do that? By building confidence in myself and really understanding who I am. And it started with changing the thoughts and then building the principles and asking myself, what do I truly want for my family, for my life, for my ecosystem? And once I stood tall on that, it doesn't matter what people say about me. It doesn't matter that people judge me because it's my personal narrative, my intentions, my life that I want to live, and the people within my paradigm are the people that should be there. And you should do the same thing. You shouldn't be living your life for fucking other people's edification and let me talk, I will go deeper into that, what I was talking about, edification. Now, do I want edification from people who are close to me within my life? My partner, my businesses? Absolutely. Absolutely. Of course. We all want edification. We all want to be told we're doing a good job. But outside of that, I don't give a flying fuck what the public thinks about me. And you shouldn't either. You shouldn't either. If someone's not adding value to your ecosystem or your life, and they're not matching up with your intentions or the things that you built within your current paradigm and the thought process that you want, and you're being a good human being, you should not care one ounce of what anybody says. Now, I'm speaking out of two sides of my ass right now because sometimes I get caught up in it. I'm being honest with you guys. But I told you guys, it's a wave of energy. Sometimes I'll catch one of those bad comments and I get in this low frequency, and then the reticular activating system picks that up. We talked about that this week, right? And then I start thinking negative about myself, and then it just spirals, proving that it's you. It's you. Because when I get caught up in that, but I go to my partner, we start talking about this thing, she edifies me. I go to my business partner, he edifies me, and then we start getting back in that high frequency, and then we get, and everything responds to us. It's us, guys. It's our personal narrative. It's our life. It's our thoughts. It's our RAS. It's our communication system. You're a tuning fork. You're literally a tuning fork. So check in today. How do you feel about yourself? Go look in the mirror. No matter what you physically see, you have to reverse engineer that to what you want to see. And you have to speak goodness into yourself. You have to speak goodness into your ecosystem. You have to speak goodness. You have to be intentional with your thoughts. And you gotta fucking take care of yourself, dude. You gotta start taking care of yourself. And I know it doesn't fucking feel good to go to the gym. And I know it doesn't feel good to eat healthy. But it doesn't feel good to not be healthy. Think about that. We're going to be uncomfortable one way or the other. We got to start exercising. And I'm not saying you have to be a bodybuilder or a fitness person. Start fucking walking, ride a bike, do yoga, do something you like, go swimming, get into a sauna, get into an ice bath. Start just eating on the outside of the store. You don't have to diet. Then you need to start reading some books and listen to high frequency stuff. Check what you're looking at on the TV, because all this stuff has an inside out effect, right? Your thoughts. Are controlling the external. So when your thoughts think something and it repeats it over and over again, then your outside will start to match that. The shows you're watching, the things that you're listening to. So you have to work with your body. As you change the thoughts, you can accelerate it by changing the physical reality as well. People, places, things you listen to, the things you see, okay? So we had a great week of podcast. But you got to get intentional with your life, guys. We have to get intentional with our thoughts. We have to get intentional with our actions. We have to get intentional, not expectations, intentions. What are your intentions? Okay. So I know what I want for my life. $1 billion ecosystem. Everybody's like, are you talking about money? If you know, then you know. It has nothing to do with money. The resources that $1 billion brings in is so amazing. I've already felt it. I've already embodied it. I've already lived it. And it's coming fast now, guys, because my intentions are clear. My actions match my intentions. My principles are solid. And I'm the greatest of all time. And so are you. Warriors, rise. Get your shit together. Love you guys.